Well, hello there, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. Today is January 27th, 2013, and I am happy to be alive and hope you are too. You know, it's some interesting times these days in this new energy. It's almost like sometimes you have to kind of get used to it. Anyway, I don't know what I'm saying I'm about. I want to bring forth a message from the Akashic Records. And what is important for you to know as you're listening to this is that whether you are listening live on the day on January 27th, 2013, in whatever time zone you are, I'm in Eastern, that'd be 11:01 right now, or whether you're listening on the archives, or whether or not you're listening, possibly this show ends up to be a show that's recorded, like a pre-recorded show. What's important for you to understand, whenever you're listening, this message is for you. The wonderful thing about energy and the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records is that they meet us wherever we are, whenever that may be. And so, the first thing that's coming forward as a message for us all, that it's our job and our primary sole purpose to be the absolute best human being we know to be. Now, each one's going to have a different definition. And each one of you will have a different idea of what your best is, or what you think your best is. And what's important is that you check in with yourself on a regular basis and tell yourself the truth about whether you are really living and moving through life as the best you can be. And then you need to ask yourself the question, is what is the best I can be today? What is the most that I can expect from myself to honor myself today? And sometimes the first thing that we have to do is start telling ourselves the truth about how we feel. And it's how we feel about ourselves and how we feel about our life and how we feel about our relationships and how we feel about our job. And in telling ourselves the truth, if we find that we are extremely unhappy, then we have a choice to change one part of our life so that it makes us happy. And so I'm being told that the recommendation is that you choose the easiest first. Choose the easiest way you can change to make yourself feel proud of you. Whatever that may be. I mean, me, it may be as much as parking your car the farthest away from the door at the store. Because you've told yourself the truth that you want to feel better about you, or you want to get in shape. It might mean that you're going to take the stairs instead of an elevator. That would not meet my choice, by the way, but for those people who are out there and able, go for it. Whatever you choose that puts you a little bit out of your comfort zone so that you can say, wow, I did that today. I accomplished that. Huh. That feels good. This is not about making a 360-degree change overnight. Because not only is it stressful for you and your physical body and your emotional body and your mental body and your spiritual body, in your whole frame of reference, but it's also too stressful on those around you. It's like the example that's being given to me is that if you have this wonderful meal and you enjoy it so much, you eat it all up as fast as you can, and you're done in 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and all of a sudden you're stuffed and you're full. All of a sudden, doesn't feel good, and it's like, that's not what we want from you. We want you to be the best you that you can be in all areas of your life. And we want you to work into it. You can tell someone has achieved this by the peacefulness that surrounds them, the sturdiness of their word or their energy. And the kindness that they show, not only for others, but for themselves, because they have their boundaries in place. It's also about forgiveness. And the forgiveness that comes from truly releasing yourself from past mistakes, from past inappropriate choices, for past behavior that did not exemplify your true self. And this is not about blaming anyone, but it is about dropping the rope when it comes to those past memories. Because if you don't drop those ropes, they will play a tug of war with you. It looks and feels like it's powerful, and the reality is you're playing tug of war with ghosts. You can't change the past, no matter how you look at it, whether it's a past life, whether it's a past in this lifetime, That doesn't change. The circumstances, the feelings, the energy of it all doesn't change. What changes is your approach to it. And what you took away from it. Because that's what's going to neutralize it. Because it's about living in the present day and being the best you can be today. Not beating yourself up for what you didn't do yesterday. And not assuming that you're going to do better tomorrow. I mean, it's not about, well, I didn't do so hot today, but I'll do better tomorrow. Don't do that to yourself. It's not about yesterday. And it's not about tomorrow. It's only about today. And it's 11:11 here in Akron, Ohio. And that's an important time. It's a time of awareness. And so it's time for you to start looking at the 11-11s that come forward in your life. They'll happen quite spontaneously. And it's not just 11-11 on the clock. But it can be $11.11 on a bill you're paying, or what you bought at the grocery store, how much lunch cost. So it's real, or an address for that matter. So it's really important for you to start looking at the clues that are coming to you from the universe to show you how much you're loved. You might even ask, how do I know I'm loved so much by the universe? Why do I know that I'm loved so much by God and the universe? It's because of those kind of questions that you will get your answers. And the answers may, in fact, be subtle. It might be a clerk at Walmart that smiles at you. Kind of gives you the okay that you're all right, you know? It might be somebody that gives you a compliment that you didn't expect. You just never know. So I want you to look at you tonight and tell you before you go to bed that you love you. That's our homework. Our homework is to look in the mirror every morning and every night, or every time you look in the mirror, and tell you you love you. It has nothing to do with you believing it. You can't laugh at it, and it's preferred that you not do it sarcastically. But that you mean it. And so the message is, and your homework is, to be the best you can be. In this wonderful new year of 2013. And amazingly enough, if you start doing it, and you allow yourself to be faithful to you, and doing it on a regular basis, that it'll become a habit. Remember those post-it notes that we talked about last week to put all over the place? Well, put them on the post-it notes. I am the best me that I can be. I think that's a great bumper sticker. I am the best me I can be. And it's really going to be important that you start believing that's true. Be great if you would. Can change the world, you know. Yeah, absolutely. We have a responsibility to ourselves and the planet to be the best person we can be. I mean, and you can do all the regular things that they tell you to do, you know, like stop smoking, eat better, you know, pay your taxes, exercise. But it's not even that. It's really more about truly being the best you you can be that makes you feel good about you. And you have to start asking yourself questions is, what is my intention for my life? What is my intention for my relationships, for my world around me, for my family? I mean, quite frankly, it is our job to feel uplifted and stay uplifted, to keep moving forward, to step into our power. We have those kinds of intentions for ourselves. And so, it's going to be important for you to do what you need to do to be able to spread that kind of energy so that others can see it. There's also a wonderful website, you folks, if you'd like to really feel good about it. It's called the Intenders of the Highest Good. And you can actually sign up for free messages. Real simple. You can even start your own Intenders for the Highest Good group if you want. And so it's, what's the website? I think it's intenders.com. But you'll, if you put Intenders for the Highest Good, the Intenders, I-N-T-E-N-D-E-R-S, of the Highest Good. And that's important for you. Important, important. I mean, they even have free Intenders posters on their website. You know, they have their code. It's 10 Intentions for a Better World. And this is by the Intenders of the Highest Good. And the website is intenders.com. The first intent is support life. Refrain from opposing or harming anyone. Allow others to have their own experiences. That's a biggie. Called not being a Budinsky. Those are my words. See life in all things and honor it as if it were your own. Second intent is follow your inner compass and discard any beliefs that are no longer serving you. Go to the source and seek truth, which is what we were talking about tonight. The third intent is set your course. Begin the creative process. Give direction to your life. Set your course. But remember, in setting your course, you need to be able to be happy with you. And that's why we, masters, teachers, and loved ones, told you earlier that it's about being the best you you can be. These are just some other simple suggestions or intentions. Fourth intent is let go so there is room for something better to come in. And that's why we're talking about letting go the past angers or mistakes or whatever. Put those all those things in a bag, like a bag of rocks, and leave them at the side of the road. You don't need them anymore. You've paid your dues. Enough. Allow yourself to be open enough to receive. That's why they're saying that you've got to let go and give some room within you for something better to come in. Intend that you're guided and guarded, protected, and lined up with the highest good at all times. Really, really kind of confirm that within yourself. Trust and remain open to receive from both expected and unexpected sources. And just simplify. I'm kind of paraphrasing their words, but I'm using some of the exact words here. The fifth intent is said that that each person should see good, say good, and do good, which is exactly what we were talking about earlier, wasn't it? Accept the gifts from all of your experiences. Truly, all of those experiences have something to teach you. And they also say that you are living in grace and gratitude, and confirm and intend to stay positive. And it's a wonderful, you know, affirmation of I am living in grace and gratitude, and I stay positive. Or even, why do I know I am living in grace and gratitude? How do I know I'm living in grace and gratitude? Well, that was the fifth intent. There was a fourth one with simplify, where you let go for room for something better to come in. The fifth one was staying positive by seeing good and saying good and doing good. And the sixth intent is synchronize. After intending and surrendering, take action by following the opportunities that are presented to you. Kind of confirm within you, and the statement they're using is, I am in the flow where great mystery and miracles abide, fulfilling my desires and doing what I came here to do. I synchronize. Very important. Syncing up and aligning yourself, very important. The seventh intent is serving others. Promise yourself that you will practice love in action. That's what it says. I practice love in action. I always have enough to spare and enough to share. I am able to help those who need it. I serve others. So I am making my commitment to you tonight on my way to work when I'm out and about, whether I'm going to teach or whatever. There are folks here that are standing at the side of the road, even in very cold weather, with signs asking for money. Now, in my city, these folks that are asking for money need to register with City Hall, and they have to have an actual ID. I don't know what the registration is all about. Surely it's not a qualification, but it is a registration. But when it's cold outside, and it's been very cold here in Akron, we had a rationally warm day that I think it got up to maybe 29. But for the last week, it's been in the low teens. And it's really been a cold winter. I mean, just this past week, all the way. But when people stand outside in that kind of weather, you know they're serious. You know they're desperate. So I am committing to you that when I see those folks, I will give them money. So I want to share. And I serve others because one of the things that I do that I believe is having this radio show that anybody can call into or anybody can email with a question. And they will get answers. The eighth intent is to shine your light. Hold the energy, and the statement they have here is, I am a magnificent being, awakening to my highest potential. I express myself with joy, smiling easily, and laughing often. I shine my light. And the interesting thing about when you shine light on darkness, that area becomes illumined. Whether it's a person or a person's attitude, amazing what happens when you really claim your magnificence and awaken to your highest potential and shine your light and laugh easily. That's always important. The ninth intent is to share your vision. And so it's really, as we were talking about earlier, it's important that you create your ideal world, not only by thinking about it, but really envisioning it, writing it down, and then telling others about it, and sharing your vision. That's what their ninth intent is they want you to create your world by envisioning it, telling others about it, and share your vision. Get clear of what you want. Get clear of how you want your life to look and feel. And last but not least, the tenth intention is to synergize. We are one. If you're human, I'm human, we're all human, we are one human race. We are one human being. It's almost like we are. And what they want you to do is they say, I see humanity as one. I enjoy gathering with lighthearted people regularly. When we come together, we set the stage for great oneness to reveal itself. We synergize. And so these are the 10 intentions of the intenders for the highest good. And I think they're pretty terrific. And remember, it's intenders.com. Start your own group. You'd be amazed when you put the call out how many people will come. I'm planning on starting my group. My intention is to at least have the group, the information out there by March, okay, so that we can, you know, have a date set of when we'll have our first meeting. That's my intention, and I hope that you intend or do something with what we were just talking about. Real important. Real important. And, you know, you can call in tonight. You can call in to BBS Radio and ask your question. If you're online, if you're on the computer, you have the computer line. Computer information is right there. I mean, telephone number is right there, but I can give it to you easily enough. You can dial 888-429-5471. That's toll-free anywhere in the U.S. or Canada. Again, 888-429-5471. Or if you want to dial direct, you can dial 530-513-6472. And that is a country code, 011. So those are the numbers to call in. If you want to email, you certainly can do that too. You can email the your information or your question to info, I-N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, O, at Akashic Wisdom, which is the same as the program, akashicwisdom.com. And your questions, your comments, make this show rich. Very rich. I mean, rich in the in what we do with our lives or what we do with this program. It helps. When you ask a question you think you're asking for yourself, it really helps so many people. So many people. And so it's really important that you give a call or share an email. That'd be great. That'd be super. Super duper. Absolutely. So the idea here is we have to do something with our own lives so that we can become responsible human beings to this wonderful planet Earth that we decided to come to. I mean, we have to look at who we are. We have to move into, again, our greatness. And it's really about moving with the flow. You know, I mean, when you move with the flow, you don't let really anything bother you, kind of allow things to happen and not make judgments right away. Judgments, boy, they're not good. What I mean, that's a judgment, isn't it? I think that's funny what I just did, because that was a Donna comment. It wasn't from the master's teachers and loved ones. They would never say anything like that. But the reality is, because what I said was, judgments aren't good, which in fact is a judgment in itself. That's silly. Anyway, trying to be judgment-free would be, it's kind of tough, because even when you judge something as good, it's still a judgment. So it's really more of viewing things as they are and then just accepting them. I mean, you just have to allow, you know? Allow yourself, allow the still small voice within you to lead you, you know, to guide and direct your path. I mean, you know, people have given the example that, you know, just as you cannot swim upstream without struggling, you can't go through life fighting against its flow. So you want to move into the flow. You got to get in touch with your spiritual self. And you have to let God instruct you. God's not a good word for you. Use spirit or universe, whatever it is for you. And whatever it takes to get you centered, you know, whether you want to pray or meditate or just stay in silence, you have to choose your way to communicate with your spiritual self. But all those things are good. And it's always important as you're just walking through life to keep an open ear so that, you know, you'll know when you have to make an adjustment or two. And the interesting thing about it is once you're in the flow, you'll just know it without even being told. And so the affirmation is, I move with the flow. That's another comment on your post-it notes. And you know, the idea here is there's another place you can get wonderful things from. It's called the Living Truth Center. You can get daily emails from them as well to give you inspiration. But whatever you do, be kind to yourself and know that you have important work to do. You have important work to do in this life, and that's important for you to know. So it is now 11:36 in Akron, Ohio, and the message is complete. And we would love to hear from anyone who would like to call in and comment or ask a question, maybe update us on your status if we were able to help you in the past, how you're doing now. We'd love to hear from you. Possibly you would like to, you know, even ask a question about how the world works. You know, we've had a lot of things happen in the last week or two. And although you can't ask about other people, you can ask about certain planetary shifts and things like that. So the numbers, again, if you're in the United States or Canada, are 888-429-5471. If you're out of the country and would like to dial direct, our country code is 011. And you can dial 530-513-6472. So you have about 5 minutes if you want to call in. I will still be on the phone and in 5 minutes, or let's say, at the top. There we go. I knew we'd get a caller. Hello, caller. Who's this?
Hello, Donna. This is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you. What's going on? What can we do for you?
Well, I came in partway through the store, so the show rather. Sorry, so I didn't hear the beginning, but I heard part of it when you were talking about sharing your vision.
And speaking
about it. And so I was asking about. I could get some suggestions on ways to, like, encourage the potential within oneself to become visible, because I feel like I have a vision that I see, but not with my eyes as much with my heart, because I can't really put it into words, or if I do, it's not in English, it's in light language. So it's kind of hard to discuss it with someone or share that, even with myself.
But is it a vision for your life, or is it a vision for the planet?
Both.
So you have to start with you first. So can you possibly try to express the way you would like to see your life be?
Then if I would go to speak, it feels like it wants to come out in another language. So
let it come.
I don't know how helpful that is.
This is not about helping anybody here. It's about you helping you. And then there's going to be people that possibly...
Okay. Well, that makes me feel like saying, Shunivana enave susana elevonea nama otea sina vene e shunivi. And my heart feels this completely. Not just for myself, but for everyone.
Okay.
And wanting to be a model of that and live that, be that as myself. e isuose ina ashunia nane mase isunasa.
And can you express how you feel when you say that?
Me isa ashuni, I feel a great outpouring from my heart.
Okay.
And it feels like sharing.
Sharing love?
Yes, sharing everything. Elevone masi sona vane ashuni vana e masi all that is.
Okay. And are you able to connect with an action step of just the first step of how you can do that for you?
Me ishune, I'm already doing that. Me ilevone me say sune, not visibly seeing it play out in my life as much as I would like. And so I'm not quite sure what else to do. Si oneve en la ashuni anama, se le one vena asuya sana, esuneve one vena asa. Not sure what you get from that, but... I feel like my heart is overflowing with things to share, but no one sees it. And I don't know how to have them feel it, because it has to be recognized like as a vibrational feeling of something that someone would have to feel themselves, personally. Ina asu nave, ina asu nivane, nove aleo name, iso sukiatana. And much of it is not something visible, but vibrational. At this point.
So, what I'm getting from that is that by moving into being a like a beacon yourself, there's a piece here about you actually being a beacon of light for others. And by fulfilling what it is you truly want to do, you would be not only a beacon of light, but you would also be an example for others. It's almost like you have the ability, quite frankly, that what they're saying is to be a Pied Piper, but it has to stream from you first. But I don't know what else. And as I'm saying that, I'm feeling a frustration. So I don't know what that means.
Yeah, me is saying that. So am I.
What?
So am I.
Yeah.
I do as well. And yet I feel like you're communicating things to me on other levels, so I just want to let you know that I'm feeling stuff energetically that you're telling me. And
well, that's great.
So whatever that is. I'm trying to think if there's something else I can put into words.
Well,
I'm not getting
it. I think that statement, though, is very important, because I think that the people listening need to understand that we do communicate with other people on multiple levels, and not just, you know, just obviously not just with words, but that when we're in the presence of other people, or even not when we're in their presence, but specifically if we're talking to someone or we're standing with them, is that we are communicating at multiple levels, because we are multidimensional beings. So because
right.
We're multidimensional...
There's stuff transferring all the time.
Right.
On numerous
exactly.
levels, yes. In
right.
fact, you're telling me something energetically right now. Like the whole time we're talking, you're talking to me on another level.
Right, and I may not even be conscious of what I'm saying, but it doesn't make any difference, because our my higher self or that level is communicating with you on a different. You see what? So other people need.
Yeah,
to understand.
But if I don't know, if I say to you, you're telling me something. If I say to you, Lune Ashwanivana Mosesi, you're telling me Sune Elavona Mesusea. Do you get any words from the records? Isene Meshona.
Well, the first thing that I got is that there was an expansion going on.
Which is going out everywhere. It's everything is expanding.
Right.
Everything and everyone is expanding in their awareness right now.
Exactly. And I think what also people need to understand is that if you're willing, you could actually help people, even if you speak in light language. And if you I don't know if you were listening a few shows ago, but you emailed a question, and I actually told people about your abilities to help them with the light language. I didn't give your phone number out because I wouldn't do it without your permission. See what I mean? But are you willing to help people as a consultant like that?
I've been willing for years now.
Okay. So why don't you give your phone number, and then hopefully somebody will call you to see what, you know, for a consultation.
My
do you want to do that?
My phone number
is
216-374-2906.
There you go. 216. Say again.
374-2906.
There you go. So the idea here is that, and I know the interesting thing about it is you've been told this many times to write this stuff down and then try to organize it. Have you been doing any of that?
No, I've been told not to write it down, actually. I write it in light language, in energetically.
Yeah, but I'm also hearing that there's something, maybe there's something else that you need to write. There's something that needs to be documented. I know why it's not being written down. It's because it's so changeable. Because at one point the other point they're saying, no, what she's reluctant to write down is what's changeable.
Well, yeah, and everything, it feels like everything is shifting and changing right now.
Yeah.
And that's what I've gotten even from what is said from moment to moment. That what comes through energetically is spoken because it's whatever is energetically present in that moment, and then it changes with that expression of it, with that energy coming together, and it instantly changes. So it only applies for that time, and then it's like it's different the next time. And so it's constantly being expanded upon and changed. I have some interactions that I work with people in language and then with some people that are able to translate some things recently, and we've been working through some things, and I write some of those down, but it's just kind of noting as we're speaking, but nothing.
Well, but the thing is, when you work with somebody else from a light language point of view, they may not even know what's happening, but they're going to feel better. You
feel
right?
They need to feel. Whatever comes through reaches them on whatever level. It's
exactly
that they need to be hear the message, and whatever level is best to hear the message. So.
Or it's more experience the message.
Right.
Yeah.
Right for them, and then something about la noya no shani vone si osena veno eosa noya shana tanotele dodme amoyikana. In your heart, you know. It's a knowingness that it comes from within. When you were speaking a moment ago about not judging and, oh, that's not good, but it's rather feeling what is truthful for you, feeling
correct.
What resonates with you from within.
Right.
And that is what, and following that.
Good. So what have you been doing lately?
Not a lot. That on this on a normal level of world, I would say I've been sitting a lot. I'm at home a lot and watching shifting energies,
kind of
on my backwards schedule, up all night and watching things shift and change and feeling that and rearranging things as those are coming in.
Energetically,
connecting with.
Yeah.
some people working on. A lot has been coming up recently of in rebalancing the feminine and masculine energies and connecting more with the feminine energy and what would be a truthful and empowered expression of the feminine.
Okay.
And what else? Something. You're telling me, I feel like you're telling me something I'm getting from you about Lanu Misa Nove Sene Oshevana. What do you get from that?
You can't say that again, can you?
I look at it differently, but yeah, Onevane, to clarify, Shuni Ana Vena Ise, in your heart, what do you feel about Lanu Vena Ashua?
And part of it has to do with I'm hearing the guidance of God.
In that you are God.
Yeah,
when
that's
you
what
said
I mean,
before,
the individual
like, when
God.
Like,
that's
allow
right.
that
yeah,
still,
yeah,
small
right.
voice from within to
right.
to guide you.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes people don't take they don't sit back and listen and get quiet
right.
and be still. And so
right.
that's what I tend to go into hibernation a lot this time of year to allow myself to do that more.
Yes. And that's the other thing is that the idea here is that for people to take the time to be able to go into their own silence is real important. And go ahead. What?
Well, when you were talking about the vision before, but it's so you can marinate kind of in your own vision, in your own guidance,
right?
Before
but
moving
again,
forward with that,
the vision for your for your life, or the way you would like you want your life to be, that's the part they're suggesting get written down so that you, once a person sees it in like black and white, they can then adjust it the way they feel better.
But it isn't in black and white. It's in like fluorescent, multicolored, sparkly whatever that you can't even describe. That's the thing. It's in this whole spectrum that we almost don't even currently see visually. It's a vibration. And we don't have words for it. We do not have words at the moment for that. But that is the fullness of expression that I have a vision for, that I feel.
But I'm also hearing that you have to be able to almost feel the vision for your life, your own personal life, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about it's not just about other people, but it's you.
We may usually have an emotion, we'll say, but I'm not on the planet by myself, and I don't intend to exist as a singularity unto myself. And I feel like where things are going, it includes community and people around you, and so it is a collective view. That is,
of course, it is. But in order to be able to create outside of you, you have to create you first.
Or recreate.
Yeah, I mean, it's what they're trying to say is that there are people that are living lives that are not to their to their liking or their truth. Because aspects of their life is not in alignment with who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's now time for everyone to move into an alignment of what their truth is and the way their life is. In other words, like their environment, their relationships, the whole thing. It's all about, because what happens is, as each person aligns with their truth, it makes it possible for the people and the vibrations to stand out. So it's not mm-hmm. about being singular. It's all about being a collective. But in order for us to be aligned, we have to be first aligned with ourselves so that we can offer that vibration out to the universe and to the human beings around us. So they can, it's almost like they can catch on to what alignment feels like, and then they align themselves, and that aligns, and it makes it bigger and bigger and bigger. That's what I mean. They're showing me and feeling.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes, exactly that. And so that people do need to take the time first to be in their alignment with their self, themselves, and feel that, and then be able to hold that state of being and put that out there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So that's what's being we're being called upon to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and So that's what the beginning of the program is all about.
And if you could feel that just now, like, can you put words to that, what you were feeling?
Yes, I can. So if we were to think about if we were to think that each person as a like a string,
mm-hmm.
okay, that's a string, like it's a part of a harp or a bass, but it's like attached mm-hmm. to something, and that when it's moved, it vibrates,
mm-hmm.
and it vibrates into alignment of its own tone, and as it moves into alignment with its own tone, that tone vibrates out to affect the other strings, and each string then catches on to that vibration, and they vibrate into their own tone, and so on, mm-hmm. and so on, and so on. So it's a vibrating tone that makes the universe hum in alignment, and it's an alignment of sound that is harmonious.
Yes, it's reharmonized, and everything is being almost reharmonized right now. That what you just expressed exactly came through yesterday when I was working with some people, and we were getting that image of the harp string, and it was actually having more tension put on the strings, so that it was just more taunt. You know, you can't play a string that doesn't have tension. So
yes,
it was like an image of it, of things being restrung almost, and so that you can play it, so that it can resonate. And then, like you said, having that resonance from when it ripples out to everything, and it has this huge effect.
Okay. All right, hold on. There was a just got a message from this 12:00, so I want to see what this question is and see if I can answer it real quickly before it. My computer's not cooperating with me. Hold on for a minute. So I think there's a question from person from Deborah. So hold on. Okay. Oh, this is a okay. This is a question that she's about. Okay, so hold on, Nikki, for 1 second. I was gonna. So Deborah, for some reason you sent this email at 11:34, and I'm not getting it till midnight, and I don't know why. But if you're listening, it's not that I don't want to answer your question. I'm just getting it now. And so Deborah's question is, I'm looking for a new job. I just got laid off, and I'm not sure which direction do I want to go in. I have some choices, and I have a little bit of time. Can you help guide me? So here's what we'll do, Deborah. We will talk about that next week. Since you have a little bit of time, we will talk about it next week. You spell your name in a very interesting way. And so what I would like to have you do is, if it's possible, to call in next week so that we can talk about what is here, it's not about the direction you should go in, it's the direction that you want to go in. In other words, like you're saying, I'm not sure which direction I want to go in, but it's within those questions, it has to do with perfection. And it's not about being perfect, it's about creating your desire of where you want to go so you're going to be happy. This getting laid off, I've got to tell you, though, was a blessing. So that's what I want to say about that. It's after midnight. Nikki, I got to sign off right now, but you and I can pick it up in a little bit if you want, off the air.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to...
Thank you.
You have to close the show, and but I want to... I'm going to close the records of the show, and so I want to thank the man. Did you have something else you wanted to say before I shut the show down?
No.
Nikki? You're complete?
Mm-hmm.
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones. For everyone, for all the people who are listening, we ask that your hearts be opened, your burdens be lifted, and may you look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Radio Show by saying, amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Good night, everybody. Okay, Nikki, I'll call you back at your house.